Sometimes we get the feeling that we're totally alone in the world, and we're all by ourselves, and we get to thinking, we're like, well, I'm trying to reach everyone, I'm trying to do what's right, but you know what? The world is just too big, and I can't do that. If you turn in your Bibles to 2 Kings verse 6, 12, and starting in verse 12, 2 Kings 6, it says, "None of us, my lord, the king," said one of his officers, "but Elisha the prophet, who's in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very word you speak in your bedroom. Go find out where he is," the king ordered, "so I can send men to capture him." Then the report came back, "He is in Dothan." Then he set horses and chariots and strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army of horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than that are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed to God, "Strike this army with blindness." So he struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. The servant here, he felt alone. He felt like he was going to die and that there was just no way out of it. But Elisha had faith and he prayed and asked God to open the servant's eyes so that he could see that God was with him all the way. If you turn to Matthew 6, 25 and 26. Matthew 6, 25-26. He says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow nor reap, nor store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they?" It talks about worrying here, but you can also use it to show that you're not alone, and that God will provide for you and take care of you. And I'm sure some of you are thinking, "That's great, Ben, to know someone's out there, but what does that do for me? I can't see him, I can't touch him, I can't talk to him." But you can talk to him in prayer. And in Psalms 66 and 19, this, you don't have to turn there, it's just a statement that Psalm 66:19 says, "But God has surely listened to me and heard my prayer," and that's just a statement. There's statements throughout the whole Bible about God answering prayers and hearing prayers, but that's just one way that we know that God hears prayers, and seeing Him, that's what your church family is for. And that's in other scriptures, but I like the way it's worded in the supplement. If you turn in song number 86 in the supplement, in the verse 4 of that song, it says, "Have you ever stood in the family with the Lord there in your midst, seen the face of Christ in your brother? Then I say you've seen Jesus my Lord." And it's showing that we can see Christ in our brothers through their actions, and that we should be able to see that they aren't a part of this world, and that they are part of Christ. We are never alone. We always have God. He'll never leave us or forsake us. There's always someone there if we need encouragement. Go to God in prayers. And if you go to God and you still don't feel like that's enough, you can go to your brothers and sisters in Christ. If you're not a Christian here tonight, and you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and you're willing to confess His name, you can do that. And if you are a Christian and you've been wavering, you can make that right now. You don't have time to wait. Your life is but a fleeting vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Whatever you need, do it tonight as we stand and sing.